Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, joined as always this week by Donny. How are you, Donny?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm not too bad. You look over the moon. I'm a bit under the weather, but for different reasons.
Right, I flee the country, that's why.
We'll get through the housekeeping first when we get further on it. Right, so the fantasy football Royalty Rumble kicked off this weekend. You'll have noticed I've put a tweet out for all the participants, so please reply to it. DM me and I will update the score hopefully before I go away. We do come thick and fast. The first couple weeks are quite annoying, but I will do my best endeavour it. What else went for? Again, I will be contacting your score yet. Don't worry if I put you up, your score's not on it yet. It's because I'll be doing it as quick as I can before I get to the next round. Nobody's limited to after the first few games anyway, so there's plenty of time to get the scores to me. So we'll go to our leagues and top three. Luckily, I'm still number one by 1 point, so I'm holding up the one table. Second is Mendy McGaff at Clark H96. And third is Bongos FPL at Junda Ahmed at 11166. So that takes us on to our score and rank for the week. So you go first, Tony.
Okay, no problem. So I got 83 points all in. That was Hemming and goals for 9, Captain Dav for 38, Gordon for 8, Brown for 6, Penrice with 10, Palmer 2, O'Reilly 3, Boyle 2, Kelly 1, that was disappointing, Sima 2, and Vice-Captain Kyogo 2. That was a big flop there. So 83 all out. My global score is 1125. I was 137 the last time we talked. I'm up 24 places to 113. So a nice green arrow for me.
Yeah, just on that, you get a quite good score this week and you didn't move as much as I thought you did. So I think the scores at the top are now starting to bunch up.
Yeah.
I've noticed because as you go later on, as I get to myself, I only scored 63 points this week, which is well below average what I've seen. I took a -4, so 59. And I only dropped to 11th, so I think you can see people start to bunch up. So anyway, yeah. Consider my team. Laidlaw goes for 2, Brown for 6, Captain Tab 38, Tanza 6, O'Hara 1, Palmer 2, Cantwell nothing, O'Reilly 3, Kelly 1, like you said, really annoying that one. Seema 2, Vice-Captain Furahashin 2, with the deduction obviously didn't help. And Beck on the bench for 6 points is the only one that stands out. So there's no Tom this week, so I'll go through the results. Probably quicker than usual. We'll see. We'll go.
What's that now?
And we'll see what's out to talk about it. So first up, St. Johnson 1, Hibernian 0, Carey scored, and a clean sheet for St. Johnson. Any comments? Johnson's kind of looking better. I know against you last night they kind of parked the bus, but that's what you expected.
Yeah, I was never gonna get a result last night, but I'm probably a surprise result this one. You know, Hibs have been on form. St. Johnson a bit fussy. I was quite lucky. My change this week was taking out O'Hara and putting in Boyle. And then, okay, Boyle didn't score, but O'Hara missed a penalty. So that bode well. But I got nothing out of the game. Fixture-wise, both of these teams blank at the end of the month. So that might be something that you want to look at. But nothing from the game from a fantasy point of view. You're probably the same. I don't think you've got any from either team, have you?
Nah, nothing at all. I did think about getting a St. John's defender in a couple weeks ago, but the amount of clean sheets this week would really matter. It would have been probably more of the defenders who got a clean sheet anyway.
Yeah.
Next up, St. Mirren 0, Motherwell 0. As you mentioned, was this one where O'Hara missed a penalty? Or was this?
Yeah. So I had a missed a penalty in this game. Both keepers got bonus points, which probably tells you a lot you need to know. Not really much else. No. I would stick with the Simon assets you've got. I wouldn't go looking for Simon assets, and likewise with Motherwell. If you've got Beerith, then probably hold him. He will score every now and again, but not one for the purists, this one.
No. I would say I wouldn't hold on to Ahara anymore. I think I'm time to get Ahara out. I'd keep my man defensive Tanzer, but Ahara might be on the chop walk this week as we get to later. Next up, Ross County 0, Dundee 1. So Dundee's decent form continues. Is this the game after that where your man Derek Adams did his mad rant about Scottish football?
Yeah, take a look at yourself, first of all. So I thought this was 0-0 because I'd seen Brown got the clean sheet points and that was happy enough. And then I've seen later on it was 1-0, but he'd already been taken off. So again, probably don't go moving if you've got, but they both play Rangers and Celtic. Or Rangers or Celtic in the next couple of weeks. If you've got the defence, hold the defence, but just probably don't look to add. You see that for a lot of teams out there just now.
And on Beck for Dundee, I was reading today that I think Liverpool are going to recall him alone in January, so the Beck dream might be over. But on that, if you've got him, hold him, because once he leaves the league, you'll get a free transfer. It's not like the FPL, you have to get a debt, so I just want to watch the future. Next up, Livingston 0, Kilmarnock 0. Again, not much to report here at the ad.
No, I mean, we probably got screwed over. The best advice was to hold on Sean Kelly and reap the rewards after two games. And he got hooked at half-time. Livingston got a penalty. He wasn't obviously there and he didn't play at all last night. So I managed to get Penrice a clean sheet and an assist last night. So I did get some returns. But again, not one for the purist. Armstrong with another three bonus points. Is chipping away. I mean, I guess the good thing for Livingston, they did lose last night, but they've got Celtic up next, so there's always a good game around the corner.
Fucking Livingston won the school one at Parkhead. See it coming. Next up, the weekend, I didn't expect this. Celtic 0, Hearts 2, with Shanklin again scoring, assist by Grant, and Kingsley with a pretty good free kick. So, your thoughts first, Lonnie, before I go into it?
Peter left the country, folks. That's how upset he was. When you boo Santa at half-time, that really tells you all you need to know about the current state of affairs at Parkhead. But, I mean, an absolutely gift as far as I'm concerned. I didn't see it coming. Even at 1-0, you think, oh, Selkirk are good enough to turn this around. But the points they've dropped in the last few weeks tells you that there's something wrong. I know there's questions on Kyogo. That's certainly somewhere I want to look. But Hearts, credit to them, they did get the win and they were deserved for it. I don't think Celtic really truly troubled them. A lot of problems, great from my point of view. I suppose from a Celtic fan, it's better to hear what you've got to say.
I'll talk you through the event about it first from my sitting in Surrey Malaga. We had a couple of cocktails, going to a nice fancy Michelin star restaurant. I'll turn the phone off. And maybe if I sweet talk the wife, I'll get to watch the second half of it in the sports pub that I clocked nearby was showing it. So, phone's off, in the restaurant, came out, turned my phone on, and WhatsApp pops up. And my first three messages were some free Rangers fans, so I knew straight away, shit, I'd hit the fan.
Yeah.
But it was only about 3:30 UK time. I was like, well, what's happened at 3:30? Checked, obviously, 2-0 already. I was like, right, okay, skipped the game. I was just using the old refreshed Twitter as I was having a drink, and then I was like, oh no, disaster, and I watched that yesterday. Actually, there's something's about far wrong with Celtic the last couple of weeks. I don't know if Tom's looked to himself from watching the games. I think it's money wins when it reminds me of the kind of like the COVID season, or like the Beal maybe at the end of the season where he's getting the results, but if you're watching it going, the performance isn't there at the results, and it's going to catch up. Now the XG charts are going to catch up, and it certainly has. Fantasy wise, the only people I would trust in that team is O'Reilly right now. I wouldn't be wanting to launch the team. We've got a question for Ash, we'll keep back to later. And as a personal fan, Drew, there's a big January coming up. And if it doesn't go the way I think it should go, then I think it could be writings on the wall. And just another restart I saw out there that Neil Lennon's COVID season had 1 point more, the same amount of games played, than Brendan Rodgers' team right now.
That's so promising.
There you go. It's just also that Rangers team had a better start, so we're further
ahead. Yeah, by far, but well, great result.
We might get the Sharks out shortly, but we may still be keen. Next up is Hearts 2, no, sorry, Rangers 2, St John's 0 last night. So, Donnie, what you thought about this one?
Yep, so the League Cup winners, it was a good weekend in my house. defeating the Dons, so I was chuffed with that. We're down to skin and bones at the moment. I think anyone who can lace up a pair of boots is going to get a game because it's just absolutely awful. And that wasn't helped last night with the guy that went in on Lundstrom. That's him out till after Christmas as well. So I don't think we were ever going to be troubled by St Johnstone. It's the sort of team you want to score early, so that then they have to come forward. So we did after 28 minutes. Dessers with a nice finish from the Tav. But then once the red card, that was it. They were always just going to sit back and damage limitations. So it wasn't until right at the end we got a well-deserved penalty that Tav made it 2-0. But and fair play to the keeper. He made 60 saves in this match. If you've seen the highlights, he really did make the difference for them. It could have been a lot worse. But a routine win. Rangers have had a couple of tough fixtures away to Betis, then the cup final, and then this. So, fair play. They've won all three. Can't really argue with that. What else have I got down here? I've questions about Dessers. We'll look at that. Sterling might be a shout. If you're looking for something, he will be playing in midfield, but he isn't listed as a defender in the game. He's only 2.8 million. So if you're wanting a piece of the Rangers defence, which at the moment is the best in the league, that might be one to look for. It's just tough going at the moment. I give Aberdeen a hard time, but I'll talk about them in a second. But as I say, Rangers winning this one. Motherwell, Ross County, Celtic. Because I say the games are thick and fast. Tav, Desser, Sima, combination of those, two out of three, or all three if you're lucky enough, will do you right. St Johnstone, they blank. There's not really any value on that one. So, and obviously, to top it off, Santa was more than welcome. Ibrox last night even got a shot at the trophy. So, with a Santa friendly club.
Was he wearing the blue or the traditional red?
No, he was red. He was red and white.
And on to our last game. Well, sorry, Malcolm, coming on that. First of all, Cantwell, the situation with Cantwell, is he fit? Has he still been...
A lot of his rotation with the big games. He did have the issue that he didn't play the Betis game. So I was surprised that he played the cup final, came off and then was subbed again. I suppose what's worse for you is he came on, got booked and it was him, so he didn't get anything out of it. But it's a tricky one because he can do well. It's just game time, and that's going to be key right up until the Celtic game. But we've not got a lot of midfielders left, so you're probably best just to hold on to them unless you see anything different.
And the last game last night was Aberdeen 2, Livingston 1. So it was a Guffrey goal, assisted by Penn Rice, like you said earlier on. Probably happy, two Miosky goals, assisted by Devlin and Duke. So I also put highlights of that. It looked like they actually spirited the comeback. So what's your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I think at 1-0, it could have gone either way after losing in the cup. But, fair play to Miovsky. He's dragging them through the bushes right now with his efforts. Not sure whether he was truly fit on Sunday because he had quite a quiet game. But two goals last night, can't really sniff at that. So if you're going to look at anyone within the Aberdeen team, I think that's probably the only place to go. If I was to flip a coin and give you another name, I'd say McGrath, but could just have to wait and see. As I say, Livingston didn't really trouble Aberdeen that much, but they do have Celtic up next. And whilst I am often hard on Aberdeen, since I'm feeling festive, I've looked to address that with some free advertising. There's an open top bus for sale at Pittodrie, low mileage, and probably needs a resplay. Contact the club if you're interested.
You're going to damage your demographic up north, Donny. Right, okay, that's the fixtures. Quickly, I think all I gather for that basically is it's getting a bit templatey, I think.
And it is, yeah.
It was affecting what players' positions. So, interesting to see, as you say, the games are coming thick and fast next few game weeks. We won't be back after January, so a lot can change by then. So, we will be posting online, keeping up to date. But anyway, you've got a wee dive to go through, so I'll let you take away.
Yeah, so we're obviously going to have a break after this. So we're nearly halfway through the season. So we're just going to have a look at the position, see where the points are coming from and see if there's any people out there we're maybe missing or, as you say, it's a bit templatey. So we'll start off at the back, as we do. The top three keepers, do you want to have a guess at who the number one keeper in the game is?
I'm going to guess Butland.
Yep, Super Jack Butland. He's got 86 points and 11 clean sheets. Number two?
Clark Hurts.
Clark's number three.
Yeah, I'll go
but
for
just
my
by a point.
Laidlaw?
No.
Nah.
Sack Heming. So Heming and St Mirren is second, 72.6 clean sheets, and Clark is third, 71 points, but with 8 clean sheets. So they've had more clean sheets, but Heming's obviously had the save points in amongst that as well. In terms of saves, I won't make you guess these three because it's just pot luck. Mitov at St Johnstone is top on 68. Purely on the game last night, added 6 to his total. He beats Laidlaw, who's got 62 saves, and Heming with 53. So Heming's obviously second on the keeper's chart and third overall for saves. So if you're looking at a keeper that's got a mixture of both, then that's obviously one that we talk about quite a lot. Laidlaw, as we've discussed on many podcasts, is in there with the saves, and St Johnstone, you're probably not going to get a lot of clean sheets there, so it's going to be quite risky. So we'll move on to defenders. I won't insult you by saying who the top defender is. It's obviously James Tavernier with a whopping 174 points. Do you want to try and guess the other four defenders in there?
I think number two will be Owen Beck because he's been quite good all year, right, Beck? If Beck's getting it, then his counterpart, Shaughnessy?
Yeah. Shaughnessy's on. So Beck's on 87. Shaughnessy's third on 77. So still a good season.
Celtic player in there maybe. Liam Scales?
Nope.
Nope. Hearts player. Kingsley?
Nope. So fourth place, we've got Tanzer on 73 points. And in fifth place, we've got Fish at Hibs on 72 points. So no Celtic players inside the top five, which was a surprise. I think Taylor is around about maybe 71 in terms of Celtic. So that's probably why we've been recommending, if you do have Scales, you know, the time, it was probably a few weeks ago now, to come off them, because you're really missing out. So, yeah, Dundee having a really good season at the back, which I suppose is a big surprise for a team coming up. St Mirren, people went straight and just moved to Tanzer. That was a pretty easy one. But Fish at Hibs doing okay. So, again, that might be one that you want to look at. One of the other categories I looked at was interceptions. That's another way that defenders will make points. So again, I won't make you try and guess these because it is quite random. Top of the chart is Richard Jensen at Aberdeen. We've got Beck, Leek, Fish and DeLucas at Livingston, all pretty much the same. So again, Beck and Fish on both of those lists as far as defenders goes. That probably is reflective of why you're doing so well, because you've got Tanzer and Beck and also Tavernier in your team. So
pretty good.
You're doing okay in that one. Midfield is probably a
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Better one for you. So the top five midfielders, do you want to have a punt at that?
Well, guess number one was Bareilly.
Mm-hmm.
Armstrong for Kilmarnock.
Armstrong is third, but only by a point. So there's somebody in between him and O'Reilly.
Lewis Palmer.
Palmer's fourth on 79 points.
I don't expect any just players because your team's been out all year.
Yeah, no, there's not. two to go.
I saw this earlier on somebody this team. I'm going to guess Kyle McGregor because somebody did that in their team all, and he's sitting number one in the league. That's the one I think. But apart from that,
yeah, McGregor's second. So we've got O'Reilly on 138 points. Can't really deny that he's in the form of his life at the moment. We've got McGregor 2 on 87, Armstrong on 86, Palmer on 79. I suppose quite a surprise one in fifth place. It was Greg Kilty on 71. So
didn't look like that.
Again, we've got two Livingston players in there, and obviously three Celtics. So, pretty much what we're used to seeing. So, we'll go to the top. It's been a hard position to get right over the last few weeks. So, who is the top five strikers in the game right now?
Right. All season, so I'm going to go by the big hitters here. So, the ones that I remember hit playing well, it's got to be Shankland.
Okay.
Seamer Rangers.
Uh-huh.
Furuhashi, probably still, even though he's in a blank.
Yeah. Two to go.
Miyosuke.
Yeah, one to go.
And I would be totally guessing, so I'm going to go Beerif just out of...
No, yeah. nearly. So, number one is Sima on 92 points, which, again, given the season that Rangers have had, mixed fortunes up top, that's probably just the most recent form coming to vein. Two was Shankland on 89 points. Three was Kyogo on 82 points. I was just interested as a Kyogo owner to see what his actual goal form was like, and he's only scored one goal in the last nine games.
And one and overall, if it's all competitions.
Had I spent more time looking at those kind of statistics, I probably would have got rid of him ages ago, but you just think you'll stay loyal to him and he blanks, blanks, blanks. Fourth, well, equal with Kyogo is Miowski on 82 points. We then take a dip, and it's actually Dessers in
that.
The fifth place with 66. No, I wouldn't have guessed it either. So I suppose there's an argument for the Rangers double at the moment. Don't really have that many forwards left that are fit. So you could go there. Shankland, Miowski holding their own. And Kyogo is obviously in there because of the start of the season he's had. So a lot of the names on that list are ones that we see in teams week in, week out. Likes of a Kilty or a Fish could be the difference going forward. But it'll just be interesting to see how that pans out at the end of the season. To see where we are. So that's all it was. Just a wee fun review of the season to date.
Is that this sort of, again, quite temporary? And like you said, I'm doing pretty well because I jumped on the back quite sharp. Probably done better if I came off Kyogo quicker, but that's like you said, that was out of loyalty more than anything else. Shankland's right in front of me full time. He's scored against MD, and I think he's going to continue that.
I do too. I think people maybe came off Kyogo weeks ago and either went for Shankland or Miowski, or they're lucky enough they've got them both. They're getting the right vice captaincy, whereas I'm vice captain Kyogo and getting nothing. So that's how you lose ground quickly in this game. And you just got to watch for it. So, no, it's interesting.
I think going forward, I'll be watching Kyogo closely the next two games. Right, I don't want to burn another transfer, but if he's, especially if he's at home, that's probably the ideal fixture. If he's doing nothing against that, nothing against Dundee, then there's too much money tied up. He needs to go somewhere else. And you've got Miowski, you've got Dessers who's coming to four. Like you said, he's going to be pretty much playing most games. I don't think he's easy looking now, mind you, but he's scoring goals.
Well, he was on the bench last night and he obviously came on because Roof got, surprise, surprise, injured. So he made the most of it. But, you know, goals count at the end of the day. And if you can put it in the back of the net.
Well, if you told me the top front three probably would be Shankland, Miowski, and Sima, I think that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
It's maybe able to afford all three. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Right. We will go on to questions there. I've got a few questions, some cheeky questions.
Yes, there is.
So we will start with FPL Liga. Sima versus Dessers. Is Dessers now the best pick? Beerif to Shankland, if you will always move as well. So first part, Sima versus Dessers.
I mean, both offer value, and I think a lot of folk have probably got Sima because of his form a few weeks ago, so that would be the obvious choice. I think Dessers is a better option because he plays centrally, and he's probably more likely to get the chances. If I didn't have either, I would go Dessers first and then Sima. It's the back of my brain is going to try and get both of them in and see how that looks, but that'll require two changes, so I'll just have to wait and see.
There's only 0.1 a difference between the two of them as well. So if I had the choice, probably Dessers yourself because the roof injury, Danilo out, he's the one that's going to play up front. Does he play him through the middle at all at any point? Or is it always?
No, he plays him on the wing.
So that would lead towards you've got to go for the man that's playing up top. Second part of the question was Beerif to Shankland. Now if it's obvious move, if he's getting the money for that, then it's obvious. Beerif is a third cheap option for me, but if I could also stretch to Shankland, I'd be all over it. You agree?
Yeah, absolutely. If people are starting to move away from Kyogo, they'll have a lot more funds to spend because Beerif to Shankland is quite a jump, but Shankland's a no-brainer. Beerif will still get you returns. Mm-hmm. It's the sort of one you just keep on the bench, whereas Shankland's the sort of one that you can vice and get the rewards that way. So yeah, I would look to make that move, especially with Motherwell's form.
Okay, and then you cheekily ask Kevo Fish to reply, and he... After Boog Sant at halftime and started, do you think he's ruled himself out to take over the reins unless he gets a release clause? Obviously, all punny words there. That was great. Yep. I moved on quickly from that. to
be expected after a result like that.
Yep, that's fine.
Sure, my time will come.
Who's next? Right, so he actually did ask, would you sell Hibs assets now or wait until the blank game week? Well, Don, you've got Hibs assets, so you don't want
Yeah,
to
I've only got Boyle, so for the weeks, the fixtures that they've got, I'm not interested in moving them. Even the blank week, I'll probably just bench them, because Hibs are one of the teams that double in this big game week at the end of January. So if you're not looking to wildcard and you're trying to plan ahead, then you would want a Hibs asset in there. So if you've got more than one, yeah, I can see the reasoning for trying to make the changes. But if you've just got one, and just stick it out, would be my advice.
Yeah, I don't have any Hibs players, so I'm nothing to answer that. Next up is from Josh McCafferty, Josh Mac_5. Who are your favourite picks in the 3.5 to 4.5, and I'm guessing midfield bracket? Carey, Boyle, McCowan even? Boyle, your favourite there?
Yeah, so I mean, I've obviously got Boyle. I champion him. He's only 4.4. I imagine he's 4.5 now. I had a look at the market. You've got Kilty, who I mentioned in the midfielders there. He's 4.4. McCowan's 3.9. Spittle, an option, 4.5. Carey, 4.2. O'Hara, who I came off last week there, is always a shout. Clarkson at Aberdeen, 3.9. If he can get a run of games. Clarkson's 3.7, O'Hara's 3.9. If he can get a run of games, he might be worth it. So there is value there. It's, you know, the rewards won't be as much as the sort of premium returns that you're getting from likes of the Celtic midfielders. But I'm Team Boyle. He's yet to prove it the times he's in my team, but I will stick with that for just now.
Yeah, I agree. The name's mentioned before. I know Tom likes to kind of go on about McCown quite a lot, and his numbers are quite good. But
he is, yeah.
I've had the option to Boyle for me. Next up is from FPL Showroom. Who are your top defender picks for the Christmas fixture? So I'm guessing that's next week. The next 2 weeks. Have you had a think about this one?
Yeah, so again, just going through the list, Beck Shaughnessy with two of the names in the defensive top five, Tanzer Brown and Daba Cochran. As I said, Sterling, if you want a Rangers double up, that's where you want to be spending your money. Don't go crazy. Spending anything over 3 million would be my advice, because the clean sheets, other than Rangers, are just not there right now.
Right, and the second question was, is Dessers a better option than Shankland? And what are your thoughts on owning Dessers and Seymour together?
It is definitely a viable option for as long as Kyogo continues this form. It is something that I have looked at and I might run with, but Dessers is probably the main front man. Better option than Shankland. Well, Shankland is on penalties, Dessers is not. But if you look at Dessers' returns last night, he got the assist, he won the penalty, so that can't be sniffed at. Me right now, I would probably pick Dessers over Shankland, but I'm a Rangers fan. I'm gonna back my own team. But I wouldn't be against having Shankland in my team either.
I would pick Shankland, but again, it's a very close call. I really could move off to them again. And having both in the same team right now is probably the best bet, because like you said, there's no midfield, so there's your third option, unless you want to go at the back, like maybe with a Butland for the goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And the last question, unless I've missed any, is from FPL Kenobi. Whistle stop tours through the upcoming doubles and chip options. So there isn't any doubles up soon, is it? It's after.
There is a double the first week back. I think it's like Ross County Livingston. But the big double game week is the end of January, so there's the winter break in Scotland. So before it comes, we'll have plenty of time to see where teams are at, and I'll do a breakdown of it. If he's just meaning about what the chip options are in general in terms of wild card, bench boost and triple captain, then hopefully they're all self-explanatory to fantasy football players. But the good thing about the Scottish game is you can play them all in the same game week. So you can wildcard in this big double game week, you can play your triple captain, and you can bench boost. The only point to note is everyone else will do the same, so whether you're going to make gains or not is just a wait and see. But it's far enough ahead that you maybe just don't need to plan it just now, and as I say, I will cover it off in advance who's playing, when they're playing. But yeah, that's all.
I was going to say, it's far too soon. I'll just be... If you the only thing I'd say, if you don't plan on using the wild card, then look at the fixtures that you look at and then set your transfers toward that. But the only thing with doing that is you might be missing out on good fixtures right now.
So, yeah.
Again, I think everybody's going to probably play the three chip strategy, or most people will be playing it come that
I'll probably
weekend.
just
So,
do two, spoiler alert, because that you'll tend to make better gain. If everyone triple captains Cav and you double captain Tav, then you're not losing out too much. I made my big games in the last game of the season last year when I triple captained Kyogo and he scored a double, I think, and I got a massive gain on everyone else. So I agree the wild card and the bench boost that game week would be best, but whether you want to triple captain when everyone else is triple captain, it's a risky one. The rewards are there, but the risks are there too if he goes nuts. So we'll wait and see.
as you say, we'll discuss it and cover it
Yeah,
when we return.
definitely.
Right, that's all the questions, unless I missed any. Is that them all covered?
No, that's all I had as well. So.
Right, okay, so we will go to the fixtures and then we'll talk about what we're going to do transfer. So, Saturday, 23rd December, there is five games, 3 p.m. kickoffs. You'll see every team apart from Sunday kickoff, it's Motherwell Rangers. The fixtures are as follows: Ross County Hibernian, Kilmarnock St Johnstone, Hearts St Mirren, Dundee Aberdeen, Celtic Livingston and Motherwell Rangers. So, upon hearing that, Donny, what is your captain, vice captain, and transfer plans for this game week?
Okay, so I wrote this a few days ago and I've got Captain Tav and Vice Captain O'Reilly. I probably will stick with that just because I don't want to double up on Rangers unless I could see what the team actually was. Transfer wise, again, I wrote this a few days ago. I've got Shankland in for Kyogo, but since then I have been toying with double Rangers up front, so I will wait and see. Press conferences, all that jazz, see where we are come Saturday and before I make that decision. But there's a lot of good fixtures and points to be had over this next few weeks. So just play wisely.
Yeah, a captain is on Tavernier. Vice captain currently is Kyogo. If I got the team news and who wasn't playing, I'd move into Shankland.
I think if Maeda starts, that'll help him.
Yep.
I know he played at the weekend, but he's just coming back from fitness. I think those two do play well together. If he starts, then I probably will hold him because I know Livingston's going to be a great opportunity. But I keep saying that week in, week out, and
Yeah,
he's yet to prove me
I
wrong.
know.
But we'll just have to wait and see. Who have Hearts got St Mirren?
Yep. That's
In
tough.
Aberdeen, I've got Dundee. Miowski, maybe Miowski wouldn't be a bad shout either.
Yep.
We'll
And
wait and see.
if Kyogo does start, and I'll probably move O'Hara to Armstrong for the rest of the season because I'm
Oh,
sure
yeah, if you've not got
that came
Armstrong,
off him, I'll come
definitely.
back on him and I'll keep him up. He's a season keeper.
Well, Kilmarnock have got St Johnstone, St Mirren, Dundee, so they're pretty juicy fixtures for a player of
He
his
puts all
ability.
the time and he's a bonus point magnet, even when he doesn't
Yep.
score or assist, so no brainer.
Absolutely.
So that's us, Donny. That was a quick one. So what I'd
Was
like
it?
to say is we're not here next week because it's Christmas. The week after it was New Year. I try to work out the fixture. I'll have a wee quick look while we're online with the dates fall for the actual fixture. So 23rd, obviously can't do that one. Game week 20 is the 26th. Won't be doing that one. When we come back, it's on the 21st again. Won't be doing that one. There are other games we've gone. And then it's the 2nd, January the 2nd. So again, we'll probably come back after game week 22, try to get in between. Because I'm sure Tom will be off work as well before.
Yeah.
That's what before the big double, we'll be back. So we have a lot to talk about then.
Yeah, so game week 22, 2nd of January, and then we've got the winter break. So we'll be able to cover off all the games we've missed and then look ahead to what's coming up.
And hopefully there's no change at the top of the table by that point, or I'll have to kibosh
Well,
this.
the old firm is there. We're dodging about it at the moment because nobody wants to give any leeway, but
Obviously be online and do polls
yeah,
and questions here
absolutely.
and there to
Ask
get
away.
there. So before I finish up, I'd just like to thank everybody who has listened to us, downloaded us, asked us questions, took part in the cups for all the past seasons so far and all other past seasons. I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, if that's your thing. If it's not your thing, then enjoy the holidays off and don't get your outro on.
Yeah, I would second that. So you can find me at FFS underscore Donny.
I'm at Fantasy Half, and thanks once again for listening, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.